Hello, this is Jen and Rayal from Fundamental Focusing, wishing you a great day. And today I'm just going to give you a bit of information. I wanted to let you know that over the next few weeks, I will be away for about a month or so. So my podcast will be in small snippets of maybe getting you to do things or create things or just talk about brief subjects here and there. So hope you like it, and here we go. So today what I'd like you to do is to think of me time. And this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to try and analyze too much. I just want you to grab a piece of paper, and in that sheet of paper in the center, I want you to write me time in the middle and create a circle around it. And then from that me time, kind of like a brainstorming paper, what I'd like you to do is just draw lines out as you think of things that for you equal me time. And you may be thinking about things right now that would mean me time for you. But just the way I would like you to think about it is not having a glass of wine with a friend or a drink or a glass of water or a tea or a coffee. It's not going to the gym with a buddy. It's not doing something with anyone else. It's inside me time. It's my me time. It's the me time that I crave, where I want to find that balance and that peace and that calm and that relaxation. So when you think of the me time as you're brainstorming, write out different me times that really resonate with only you. And then as you do that, just write, you know, don't create a timeline, or just write until nothing else comes. And after you've done that, then look over all the me time things that you have written on your page. And then take your top three. The top three that either you'd really like to be able to do, or even just the top three that you think you would be able to do, or you could manage doing. And then prioritize them, one, two, three. And then after you've done that, pick that one, or maybe even possibly two, and see where you can fit those me times in the following week. And then see how that unfolds. And if you succeed, great. If you don't, that's okay. There's always another week. But try and put it in snippets, in small bites, instead of saying, this is really what I need to do. I have to do it. I'm going to do it. It's done. And you've created too much of an expectation and it can't be achieved. So really take baby steps. And when you think of me time, it could be taking a bath. It could be going to a yoga class or any type of meditation class. It could be taking a walk. It could be just stopping to breathe. It could be writing in a journal. It could be just going back to one of these meditations on my podcast. It could be just finding a quote and just hanging out with the quote that you saw that made something resonate inside of you. So all I want you to do is write me time, brainstorm around that word, add different things that mean me time for you, and then pick your top three. And as you choose those top three, see what you can incorporate in your week, even if it's just one, even if it's just 5 minutes of the whole week. Just incorporate something of me time. And if you're really looking to change part of how you do things, and if you're really looking to find that deeper wisdom or look inside a little more, you have to. It's kind of like a job, but it much better because it's fulfilling and you really want to get to that job. But it's really finding time and making the effort to find that 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, maybe 10 minutes. Once a week, and then up to twice a week, and maybe three times a week, and then adding another element to that, which is another thing on your list of me time. So see what you can do. Don't beat yourself up. Just put it out there to the universe. Connect with it as you look at doing it. Put it in your agenda and make it happen. Because the more you do, the more you'll want it to happen. The more it will start happening and the better you'll feel. The more things you'll see unfolding and more awareness you'll create. And then just watch how life starts to blossom even better than it is now. So this is Jen and Ria from Fundamental Focusing. You can find me on Facebook at Fundamental Focusing or on my website, www.fundamentalfocusing.com. Leave me a comment, leave a post, let me know how you're moving through, and looking forward to chatting. Have a great day.